Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Program number 254 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are CASM. We're coming up on 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have 80 degrees here in central Minnesota, overcast skies right at the present time. Chance of showers in the forecast for later today, but for right now, very comfortable out there. Like I said, it is our 254th program, and we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now and bring her in. And we're going to say good morning to Jennifer Munson. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, very good. And for folks that don't know who you are, Jennifer, you are the daughter of Gilly and Joyce Mouse. And tell us a little bit about your history. Born and raised, where were you born and raised?
I was born in Little Falls and raised on our dairy farm in Piers. I was the oldest of five children.
Okay.
I have a younger sister and three younger brothers.
Okay, and their names?
My sister is Stacy, and then there is Eric, Jim, and Stephen.
Okay, wonderful. All right. And so you're on the farm now out in Randall, Minnesota, so you just couldn't get that farming out of your blood, huh?
No, my husband and I run a dairy farm, and you can't get that out of your blood. No, I love it.
Well, that's great. All right. So, went to school in Piers, or where did you go to school as you were growing up?
Yep, I went to Piers. I graduated from Piers Healy High School,
uh-huh.
And I went to Central Lakes for 1 year, and I ended up just working and playing music.
All right. So, when did you get started playing music, Jennifer?
I started playing the trumpet when I was in third grade.
Third grade already, okay. And played all the way through high school then?
Yes, I played all the way through high school. I was in pep band, jazz band, concert band. And I even then, when I was about, it must have been 15, 16 years old, I started playing polka masses with my parents.
Okay. So playing with the Country Polka Tears, how did it work to get to the first job? Did your dad say, well, you're coming with us playing, or did you have to beg, borrow, and steal to get in there? How did it work?
The trumpet player at the time, Jason Burnick, he just wanted to slowly get away from it. So my dad just kind of took me in, and we went from there.
Okay. Do you remember your first job at all?
I believe it was in Winthrop or Gaylord, Minnesota.
Okay. On the road already, huh?
Yes.
All right. And who were the members in the band those days when you were playing?
At those times, it was Gordy Austin, my mom, dad, myself, and I believe Adrian Sawada.
Okay. Adrian on sax, I would assume?
Yes.
Okay. And Gordy was your drummer. And was Jack Shmia on tuba in those days?
Yep, Jack was probably on tuba, but he never went to a lot of polka masses. But yep, Jack was in the band too. And then when we did polka masses also, Sister Margaret.
That's your aunt, and she must be very special too, huh?
Oh, very special. She's got a beautiful voice, and they blend so well, her and my mom did.
Absolutely, you bet. All right. So did you like it when you started in playing trumpet, or was it hard to catch on? How'd you feel about it?
I loved it.
You
actually
did.
I got the notion from Johnny Rauch when he started playing with mom and dad when dad started the band, and that's how I learned how to do it. I loved the way it sounded, and so I chose that one.
Okay. Very good. Well, we're remembering your dad today too, especially because his death anniversary was this past week, July 12th, and that was just a devastating day, wasn't it, as you remember back?
Yeah, it was pretty devastating. One day you're playing a job, and the next day you know you're never going to do it again.
Yeah. We'll take the listeners back 8 years ago. So it would have been Sunday, July 11th. You guys were playing at the Falls Ballroom for your very own Dave Larson's anniversary, huh?
Yep, his 50th wedding anniversary. We were having the time of our life.
Yeah, and just one to five job or something like that, and had a great time. And Dave, and what was Dave's wife's name?
Barb,
okay. Yep, their 50th wedding anniversary. So you got done with the job, and Dad was sitting there, and you told me that, how did he say that?
When Dad was sitting there before Kurt and I left to go home, he put his thumbs up, and I'll never forget this. He put his thumb up, and he said, "I love you," and he said, "We'll see you again."
Uh-huh.
And that was the last thing my father ever said to me.
Sure. And that was kind of the way he ended the dance jobs. Tell us again, in your words, how he would close out the night. You'd play the last song or whatever, and then he would announce to the people?
He would announce, if it was an evening job, he would say, "Until we see you again, good night, everybody." Or if it was during the day, it would be "So long."
Okay.
"So long, everybody."
Okay. From the Country Polketeers, huh? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And Gilly was a special man. We knew him, you know, somewhat, but you as family members, you got really close to him. And boy, that left a hole in your heart like nothing could ever do when Dad passed away, huh?
It was a huge hole.
Yep.
My dad and I got very close. I know my brother Steve had a, you know, closeness because they farmed. And,
yeah.
But my thing is, in the last few years, Dad and I wrote a lot of music together. We sat down, we did a lot of stuff together, and you get very close. You learn a lot because he had more knowledge in music than I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a whole music book of music that Dad and I wrote, and when Dave sat down with us and what we were planning on for the next CD, and it's hard. It's hard to think about all that music that could have been and never will be.
Yep, that's right. So Mom and Dad went home that day, and that was Sunday. Then on Monday, the 12th, he had a tent business too, I understand, and he got up and, yeah, he put on what I think your mom said, almost some 200 miles driving around, picking up all the tents that they had out, huh?
Yes.
Then came home.
He was a busy man.
Yeah, and I know this story because your mom's told me several times. He was kind of a jokester at times, and so she was making supper for him that night coming home, and she called him and said, "Where are you?" And he said something like, "I'm closer than you think," and she said, "Well, where are you?" And he said, "Well, I'm in the driveway," and so then he came in, and they had supper, huh?
Yeah,
and
my dad did have, he had a great sense of humor.
Uh-huh, and he did something special that night. He brought home Subway, huh?
Yeah, he brought home Subway, and Mom already had made supper.
Had supper made. But, you know, he was just, you never know what to expect from him. He was always such a good-hearted person. So, and they had supper together. And then he was tired, so he was going to go off to bed, and that's where he must have suffered that massive heart attack, huh?
Yes, that's where he suffered his heart attack, and the good Lord took him, and I'm glad he went that way.
Yes.
There's no doubt in my mind that was the best way for him to go.
Well, as they say, he went on his terms. He didn't. You've told me several times he was never one that was going to want to lay in a nursing home or anything, huh?
No.
No.
Nope, he went just the way he liked it to be.
You bet.
If you would take away his talent and if you would take away his voice, he would not have been a happy person.
No. Yeah, and he entertained so many people over the years, and I had people call me requesting Country Polka Tears music this morning and music in his honor, and they picked out Laverne's Swing and Sway CD, and didn't realize it, but your dad was the concertina player on that recording back in the days for Laverne, huh?
Yes, that's what I understand.
Yeah, that was almost before your time, I would imagine.
Yeah, I was born in 76, so it was before my time.
It was before your time, okay. Oh, you were one of those bicentennial babies then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, great. Well, like you mentioned just a little bit ago, you and your dad did do a lot of music, and I know frequently you would call me and needed to get a CD so you could learn a song. I remember you calling me about Mountain Dew, and that's the lead song on your latest CD, 35 Years of Country Polka Tears, and you did a great job on that recording. Thinking back about those days, pretty special, huh?
Oh, they're so much fun. You know, I'd give anything, Cy, to be back on that stage again.
I can believe
I'd
that.
I'd give anything to be up there and be a part of it with my brother Jim and my parents. My brother Jim, I got to see a side of him I never thought I'd see. He was so much fun, and he was so alive, you know, on that CD. And to stand next to my mom and to joke around, and Dave and Jack.
Yeah.
I mean, we all had a good, I don't know what you'd call it, but we all blended so well.
Yeah. And was that CD recorded then the same year that Gilly died, or was that like a year before?
No. I think it was probably the year before.
Well, okay, I'm just digging for it. I've got it here, and I was just looking at the back to see. Sometimes the date is on it, but I don't see the date on the back of the CD right now. So, but yeah, it was... because you were the Country Polka Tears for 35 years, for sure, probably a year more than that, I would guess.
I think you're right, because yep. Dad started the band in 1973.
Okay. Somewhere in there.
You know,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that would put him at about 36 years, 37, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And that'd be very close. So, talk a little bit, Jen, about some of the great places that you guys played. I mean, your dad really built up a reputation. You guys would go to Bulldog Lake and up to, what's the name of that town? Starts with a W, way up on the international border up there, and really had some wonderful times, huh?
Oh, we had a lot of fun. Sometimes you go to, like, we went up to Bedette. That's my fondest memory.
That's the one, yep. Yeah.
Went up to Bedette and played Friday, Saturday, Sunday for their Oktoberfest. But I tell you, when you got home, it almost seemed like you had to take a whole week just for another vacation because you were so tired and had so much fun.
Exhausted, huh?
But I loved going up there. I loved playing at the Delwyn. The ballrooms. The places I liked the most were the ballrooms.
Did you? Yeah. Yeah, I can believe that.
Because I miss the people. Yeah. I miss, that's what I do, is I miss all those people.
Yeah. Yeah, and so did you, folks, I'm sure are curious, did you play anymore after your dad died, or did, I mean, like, we know that your mom is playing again and working with Jerry Biersbach and doing a wonderful job. Did you have any opportunities or any desires to play anymore, or how were things for you?
I had a little bit of a desire, but I played one job. We played one job, the whole group and Jerry, for an anniversary of a couple that loved our band. And then I played a little bit at a few times at Bologna, would be Bologna Wednesdays there in Genoa, at the Red Rooster, but it got to be to the point where my heart wasn't in it, because it wasn't my father. I had to close a chapter in the book, as they say.
Yeah, it wasn't the same.
And no, and it's never going to be the same, because no matter what, there's never going to be another Gilbert Mills.
You know, that is so true. You bet. Well, Jennifer, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation. All right. So Cy here with greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market. The heat of the summer is here. A great reason to fire up the grill. Have you tried our homemade skin-on hot dogs lately? They are really good on the grill, or maybe over an open campfire. They were voted Kids' Choice Hot Dog at the Minnesota Association of Meat Processors Convention this year. The brat of the week this week is a brand new one. It is our fresh artichoke and spinach with feta cheese brats. These fresh artichoke and spinach with feta cheese brats are a great flavored brat in the frying pan, in the oven, or off the grill in a bun. Come in and try some for yourself. This week, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. Cooking and serving at the brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market this weekend is the St. Joe Men's Knights of Columbus. Come out on Friday and Saturday and enjoy a brat and or a burger and fries and a beverage. The Knights do so much for our community and deserve our support. Always more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market. Like us on Facebook. Look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. That's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Jennifer, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market. We're going to mail that out, priority mail to you, so you get it in a day's time. Hope that you and Kurt and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Thank you. Thank you very much for asking me to be on your show.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, I can still see you on stage with the Country Poketeers. You were just so lively, and I think your dad was so proud of you, your mom, too. I mean, to see your children performing with you, Jim and yourself, that was just awesome. You guys also did a DVD, didn't you?
Yes, they did a DVD when they went to Arizona. I was unable to attend to that because I had shoulder surgery. But like I told you, I watched that the day of Dad's anniversary. And it's just awesome when you see him up there and you see his hands just go on that concertina and to see his face. And it was just an awesome feeling.
I can believe that. You bet. Yeah. And special times traveling to those jobs. You guys would pack in the van and pull a trailer, I believe, most of the time. And a very special moment in my time was just 2 years before that. I shared this off the air with you, but I can still remember you guys pulling in. Your dad was going to drop some CDs off, and my dad had just passed away on August 1st. And so it was like a day later. It was on Saturday night anyway. I think you guys had played out at Jacob's Prairie or someplace in that area, and you stopped through. We were just home after 5 o'clock Mass and stopped through and dropped some CDs off. And your dad and mom and you guys were so kind, you know, at a time like that. And little did we know that just 2 years later it'd be your dad's turn. So it's strange how life kind of takes its turns, huh?
That is so true. You just never know when it's, how they say, it's your time.
You bet.
But when the good Lord calls, it's time.
You bet. Well, we talked off the air, too, about your dad and what a special person he was. And I got to know him quite well by getting CDs. I would be running out of them, and I'd call him, and he'd say, well, Cy, I'm coming through. Why don't I just stop by the meat market, and I'll drop them off for you? There was other occasions where he would need a CD, a certain one. I think one time he wanted Corey's Miller Time Band. Can't remember some of the other ones that I got for him. But usually either him or I, whoever, don't worry about it. I'll catch that next time. And then I'd do the same thing to him. I think at the good old end, we were pretty even. But, I mean, you just don't find guys like that anymore. He was so trusting and so caring about people. He was just a wonderful man.
he cared so much about people, he would take the time. You'd always see him kneel down on one knee on stage to talk to the people.
Really?
And he always did people's requests. You know, he got them on right away. He would never, you know, no matter who you were, it didn't matter. He would talk to you. He'd take the time to talk to you. He was very good about that. He was a wonderful people person.
You bet. You bet. So what was really neat, and actually it's sort of sad too, though, your dad was honored with being inducted to, was it the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame, but I think it was after he had passed away, huh?
Yeah, it was after.
Okay, yeah. And were you able to attend that? I know your mom went down to it.
Yep, all of the siblings were able to go down there, and that was quite an honor for my dad. All the tributes that they gave to him and the spot he had in the museum. One day I'm going to go back down there. I'd like to see it again.
Absolutely.
He's with a lot of talented people.
Yeah, and right where he deserves to be. You bet. That is awesome. You bet. Well, Jennifer, take us back some of those glory days, remembering some of the good times, some of the dance halls and places that you were at. Do you remember any in specific at all? Good times that you had?
The specific times, I'll tell you, when we played at the Falls Ballroom when Tom and Francie Peterson owned it.
Okay.
They were very close to my parents. And if Dad dragged out, you know, we always played 1 to 5. And if Dad dragged it out a little bit after 5, he'd always say over the mic, "Oh, Tom might kill me. Lights might shut off." You know, it was always, but he always played a couple extra after that 5 o'clock hour.
Uh-huh.
Because he knew Tom wouldn't mind.
Well, he always wanted to give them their money's worth, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It was always just what they wanted.
Uh-huh. No,
everybody got what they wanted, the people, the songs, the requests. These groups would dance across the stage, hollering and whooping, and, you know, that's what made you want to bounce up and down on stage and smile and have fun and play your best.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. And we remember Gilly very fondly, all of us here at Chasm, and the folks out there listening do as well. Time is running out here, Jennifer, but I ask each and every guest as we come close to the end of the program, you got a special memory, a special dance job, event, or anything that stands out in your mind that you'd like to share with the listeners at this time?
All of our trips to Baudette.
All the trips to Baudette.
All the bus trips, all the BS that went on those buses, and all the pranks that went on.
Uh-huh.
And I do want to say that I appreciate each and every one of the people that gave our band the encouragement to keep going and that were there for my father and for my family.
That's awesome. That is really awesome. And I think he was kind of the coordinator of that Baudette Polka Fest. Didn't he bring the tents along up, too, for that event all the time?
Yep, he did coordinate the bus trip, and he helped so much with what happened up there.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Well, that's great. Well, Jennifer, time has come to an end, and like I tell each and every guest, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule and joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. If the good Lord is willing, you and I are here down the road again sometime. We'll do this show again sometime. How's that?
Thank you so much, Cy, for asking me. It was an honor, and it was a tribute to my father.
You bet. So with that, we're going to let you run. Have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you soon, Jennifer.
Thank you.
All righty. And there she goes, Jennifer Munson, our 254th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 9 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we have 80 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany. Don't go away. Music by the Country Polketeers coming up. Thank you. Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 254th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Coming up on 12 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and again we have 79 now our temperature here in Albany. Still overcast skies, although pretty light out. Looks like the sun wants to break through once again. Well, we're going to move into our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Then we're going to start out with music by the Country Polka Tears off of their Especially For You CD. This was their very first recording. A great polka tune, one called the Farmer's Polka. Country Polka Tears off of their very first recording, one called the Farmer's Polka. And music continues right now by the Country Polka Tears off of that same recording. And this one is one called the Vet's Polka. Country Polka Tears. Thank you. Country Polketeers, and that one coming off of their Especially For You CD recording, Country Polketeers, one called the Vets Polka. 17 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 79 our current temperature here in Albany, as we are in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that's always brought to us by Turco's First Line Tours. They proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet each and every week at this time. Turco, of course, with great trips all around this great land of ours. They do the statewide tours around the state of Minnesota. And, of course, they do the casino tours in and about our area. Now, they're looking forward to the big Polka Fest coming up at the Northern Lights Casino in Walker, Minnesota. And that's going to be coming up in October, the 17th and 18th of this year. It's a Wednesday and Thursday, just $109 per person based on double occupancy, and a good time to be had by all. You're going to get one night of luxurious time at the Northern Lights Casino and Hotel. You're going to receive $50 on your player's card. Jerry and Joyce, the dance band, they're going to accompany you. There's going to be sandwiches and hors d'oeuvres for polka participants, show times, two of them, 3:30 and 8:30. And that is all coming up again on Wednesday and Thursday, October 17th and 18th. Departure time in our area from Shopko West at 8 a.m. And pickup times will be noted in your documents. So for more information, to get a brochure, or to get on their mailing list, to make that reservation, give Turco a call. Their phone number toll-free is 1-800-868-7261. 1-800-868-7261. And Dave and the gang over at Turco, they'd love to hear from you, so make that call this week. Turco, they probably bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 18 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and we have 79, our current temperature here in Albany. Music continues. We're going to move to another one of Gillian Joyce's CDs, The Country Polketeers. And right now, I'm going to do a couple off of their gospel and inspirational CD. And Jenny had mentioned Sister Margaret Mouse, Gilly's sister, joined in on this recording. And Gillian Joyce loved Sister Margaret Mouse. Just a great participant and so sociable, yet so devout and so religious. And so they did a number of songs, I think 15 of them in all. And so we're going to feature music right now off of that CD. And this one dedicated to Gilly, I Saw the Light, Country Polketeers.
No more.
Country Polketeers off of their gospel and inspirational CD, Gospel and Country Music, one called I Saw the Light, an old Hank Williams number there for you. Here's another great gospel tune. Ferlin Husky had a big hit on this one. It's one called On the Wings of a Snow White Dove. Country Polketeers off of their Gospel and Country Music CD, second last CD that they recorded, and that one On the Wings of a Snow White Dove, Joyce and Sister Margaret Mouse on the vocals there. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 79 our current temperature here in Albany, as we move into the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Of course, Kevin has new models on hand always, and all sorts of options for you there. So there's different engine sizes, different mooring size, mower deck sizes. There's options like baggers, vac systems, and other attachments always available for you. Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. Started out working on the John Deere's when he was just a youngster and progressed from there. He can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. Yes, he can do it all. And, of course, Kevin does accept trades. So if you're looking to trade off old Bessie, maybe getting a little tired, Kevin can fix you up there, make you a sweet deal on one of those brand-new Hustlers for you. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Once again, that's 320-363-7459. Give Kevin a call before you come out. That's always a great idea. course, Kevin is Mr. Everything. He's a parts runner. He's a mechanic. He's a salesperson. And, of course, he's a farmer besides. So you might find him out in the fields baling hay or cutting hay or doing some of those things, too. So if you give him a call ahead of time, he'll make sure that he's there because he values each and every one of you as a customer. Again, for more information, 320-363-7459. Easy to find. Head on down County Road 3 out of north out of St. Joe. And about 6 miles out, you're going to see that nice big yellow and orange sign hanging from the big post in the ditch on the west side of the road. And turn in. Nice long driveway there, but a nice big yard there for you to try out those brand new Hustlers. So give them a good try. It's a nice place there. Kevin has a great shop, a nice tidy shop out there always. So check him out this week. Kevin's Countryside. And they proudly bring us the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we get back to the music of the Country Polketeers, we're going to dedicate this one to Joyce, Gilly's wife. And this one called That Silver-Haired Daddy of Mine. And selections on this CD aren't numbered, so I have to always count them and make sure that I don't get the wrong track. So we'll see how we do. One called That Silver-Haired Daddy of Mine. Dedicating that one to Joyce Mouse. Thank you. Great tune there by the Country Polketeers. Yeah, the late and great Gene Autry did such a great job of that one years ago. One called That Silver-Haired Daddy of Mine. 28 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we are at 79 degrees here in central Minnesota. And this one is dedicated to all of the grandkids, Gilly and Joyce's grandkids. And it's one called Sunshine and Rainbows Polka, the Country Polketeers. And I think I've got the wrong track on that one, just like I suspected. Let's try this one. Nope, that is not it either. We got to go two more. There we go.
There's a rainbow in the sky above, shining down on those we love. If your heart is gay and love is true, rainbows will shine for you. So when you see a rainbow in the sky above, you will know, my dear one, I am thinking of, I still love you.
Sunshine and Rainbows, and that is the Country Polketeers off of their Oh Yeah CD, and that one is dedicated to all the grandchildren of Gilly and Joyce. 24 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have 79, our current temperature here in Albany. As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdock. Yes, wishing that you would be able to join their traveling family and start making memories together, as so many folks have done over the past 31 years. And, of course, half the year is in the books, but still a great lineup of trips to come yet. So right now they're up in Alaska on their 25th annual Alaska cruise and land vacation, but still to come is the Canadian Rockies tour in August, their 30th annual mystery tour in September, Maggie May, the country dinner show to Oxford, Wisconsin, the Norse Husk Fest to Scandinavian Festival, that's in September, and the list goes on and on. Now to get on board the bus to make that reservation, to be on their mailing list, find out more details about any or all of these trips, give Laverne and Kim a call. They're standing by. Their phone number, toll-free, 1-800-840-9211. 1-800-840-9211. They keep a very nice website, so check them out on the web, www.laverne'stravel.com. And, Laverne, so conscientious. So if ever you think, oh, my goodness, I got that mailing and it says that it's all sold out, give her a call. I've seen her in action. She does a great job. People sometimes have the misfortune that they'll have to back out. Things come up. And so if she's got your name on the list, slides you in, and everybody's happy. It's a win-win situation. So, again, great traveling group, Laverne's Travel. They proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. All righty, we're going to move to another CD by the Country Polketeers. This is their latest CD. This one is called The Country Polketeers for 35 Years. Great CD, and we talked about this in the interview with Jennifer. Some great tunes on this one. And right now, this is one that Jennifer called me about. They were wanting to record this one. Grandpa Jones' tune, one called That Good Old Mountain Dew. Country Polketeers.
Some good old Mountain Dew. Well, my Uncle Nort, he's sawed off and short, and he measures about 4'2". But he thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. Shut up my mug if you fill up my jug with some good old Mountain Dew. Sweet smell and pure, but to her surprise, when she held it in the light, it's that good old Mountain Dew. Well, the preacher rode by with his head high, stayed high, said his wife has been down with the flu, and he thought that I ought just to send him a quart of that good old. Some good old Mountain Dew.
Country Polketeers for 35 years, and that one called Mountain Dew, coming off of their latest recording. Another song dedicated. This one goes out to Dave Larson. Dave was the sax player the last years of the Country Polketeers. And Dave, now with some health issues in retirement and some dementia going on. And Dave, just a great, great person. The brother of Daryl Larson. Daryl, of course, Morrison County agent for so many years. And knew Dave just a little bit. Great guy. And so we're going to dedicate one to him. This one's called the Lumberjack Polka. ¶¶ Country Polketeers, one called the Lumberjack Polka, and you can just picture the Country Polketeers playing that one. Jennifer on trumpet, Dave Larson on the clarinet, and boy, they used to feed off of each other, and Gilly just smiling in the background playing the concertina, Mom strumming the guitar, approving of it, and Brother Jim on the drums back in the back row, and Jack Hapke on the tuba. Yeah, they really had it going back in those years. Here's another great polka tune off of that same CD, Country Polka Tears for 35 Years, dedicated to all the past musicians jamming up in heaven with Dad. It's one called When I Sleep. And, of course, remembering a couple of the Country Polka Tears, Noel Meyer was a drummer with the Country Polka Tears, fatally killed in a car accident by New Munich on the way to a dance job to play with the Country Polka Tears. And, of course, Joyce shared that story with me several times. I know it very well. That another car pulled out, and Gordy was killed in that car accident. And so the Country Polka Tears, it was a wedding dance, and they needed to play. And it was a very somber moment. So they played without the lights on stage in the dark. And they did their best to entertain the crowd, even though they were missing one of their very own. Also, another drummer that played for a number of years with the Country Polka Tears passed away was Gordy Austin, and a lot of folks remember Gordy. Again, a very lively musician and a great drummer. So this one goes out in memory of all the deceased musicians, and there's a lot of them these days already. And also going to remember Leon Helget passing away this past week out of New Ulm, great concertina player, and also the week before, Leroy Flores from New Ulm, two concertina players joining that big band up in the sky. So this is in memory of all of those musicians, one called When I Sleep. That's a polka tune. Thank you. Country Polka Tears with one called the When I Sleep Polka, and dedicating that to all the past musicians jamming up with Gilly, Dad there in heaven. 13 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we're at 78 degrees here in central Minnesota. Music continues right now. This one's one called Old Love Letters. And Dave and Jen, they received so many compliments about the harmonies between the two of them over the years. One called Old Love Letters. One called Old Love Letters, the Country Polka Tears off of their 35 Years Country Polka Tears CD. And again, Jennifer mentioning that Dave and her, they received so many compliments about the harmonies between the two of them on clarinet and sax and also trumpet, doing a great job over the years with the Country Polka Tears up in the front row there. Of course, Joyce on the vocal there, Old Love Letters. Right now, it's polka time, one called I Love You Polka, the Country Polka Tears. Polka with the Country Polka Tears, and that comes off of their 35 years of Country Polka Tears CD. And of course, just mentioning the members on that recording, Gilly Mouse, of course, on the concertina, vocal and guitar, Joyce Mouse on guitar, bass, and vocal. And boy, those two could harmonize very, very nicely together, as you could hear on that recording. Jennifer Munson on the trumpet, Jim Mouse, son of Gilly and Joyce, on the drums, Jack Hepke. Jack, of course, brother to Joyce Mouse, Joyce Shmia of the Jolly Fisherman, and Dave Larson on clarinet and sax, Jack Hapke on the tuba. So great, great recording there by the Country Polka Tears, definitely going out at the top of their game. Well, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and we're going to do that by going back to their Oh Yeah CD, and this one is one called How Far Is Heaven? Joyce sings this one, and dedicating this one to the kids, Stacy and Jennifer, Jim, Steve, and I forget the third one. So there's five of them all together. This one dedicated to them. And that doesn't sound like How Far Is Heaven. That's Twilight in Bohemia. Let's back up one, and here we go. How Far Is Heaven?
A little boy was waiting for his daddy one day. And in the time to meet him, he heard his mama say, "Come to mama, darling. Daddy's gone to heaven, way up in the sky.
a little boy's dream for as he looked up in the sky. Come to mama, darling, oh, please do not cry, 'cause daddy's gone to heaven, way up in the sky.
Country Polketeers with one called How Far Is Heaven, and again dedicating that to the five children of Gillian Joyce. And boy, there are a lot of words. Those meaning words are so meaningful on those different recordings, and that one very appropriate for five children of Gillian Joyce Mouse. Now, if you knew Gilly like I did, he'd never let you go out on a somber note. So we're going to go back to one of his, it would be his second recording, the Country Polketeers by request. Polka time, one called the Minnesota Polka. The Country Polketeers off of their By Request CD. Yes, one called the Minnesota Polka. And as we remembered, Gilly Mouse passing away 8 years ago now on July 12th of 2010. Forever in our hearts, always remembered. Mr. Gilly Mouse and the Country Polketeers. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Coming up on 2 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. 75 now, our current temperature here in Albany.